From Clocher Valley in County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you join us as Gospel Minister the Reverend Peter McIntyre is here to let the Bible speak and preach Christ in all His fullness.
There's one verse I want to read to you today. It is found in the book of Isaiah chapter 53 in the verse 5, where we read concerning our Lord Jesus Christ. But He was wounded for our transgressions, He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon Him, and with His stripes we are healed. It is those words at the very end of the verse I would like you to consider. With His stripes we are healed. Every part of this great text from Isaiah 53 is very precious. We can go through every part. He was wounded. Why? For our transgressions. He was bruised. Why? For our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon Him. There we have the price of our peace. It was His chastisement. It was the suffering that He experienced. That was the price of our peace. But I'm going to think about these last words. With His stripes, we are healed. This takes us right into the Roman torture chamber, where the whip was lashed upon His back and tore stripes of flesh from His bones. And with those horrible wounds, He suffered and He bled. But it is because of those stripes that we are healed. Let's think about the healing required. What is it that we need to be healed from? We need to be healed from the disease of sin. A person may be healed from a bodily sickness, but still be lost and go to hell. The real disease that we need to be healed from is the most destructive, the most dangerous sickness of all. And it's the sickness that we call sin. Other illnesses come and go. Viruses, they fade away. They lose their potency. Other sins we discover cures for, or we discover ways of preventing those sicknesses. But the disease of sin remains. And it remains as dangerous as ever because it is a moral illness. It's an illness not of the body, and it's not even an illness of the mind. It's an illness that affects our moral state. A disease like cancer attacks the body, and it can eat into our organs. Strokes, they clot the blood, and they prevent the blood from flowing, and they can close off part of the mind, and a heart attack kills off part of the heart. And all of these things can cause death. They are dangerous. But the disease of sin is so dangerous and so destructive because it brings about spiritual death. The Apostle Paul described the unbeliever as being in a state of perpetual spiritual death, a living corpse. The Christians at Ephesus once were dead, but now they were made alive. The dead cannot think, the dead cannot feel, the dead cannot experience. And sin is so dangerous because the sinner doesn't even realize the dangerous position that he is in. Sinner doesn't realize the awful state that she is in. There is a helplessness with sin. But there's also a destructiveness. There are some diseases that rob us of feeling. And that can be a very dangerous thing if someone doesn't feel pain. Terrible things could be happening to them. And that warning system that we call pain is not in place. The sinner doesn't feel his sin. That's a dangerous thing. The danger of it, the destructiveness of it, the moral evil of it. In fact, the sinner thinks that his or her sin is pleasurable, that it's giving them a good time, and all the while it's taking them to hell. And there's not a thing that we can do to stop the disease of sin. There's not a thing that man can contrive that can heal us from the plague of sin. It's a plague of the heart. And there's one thing that we all need to understand is that we are in need of healing. This disease of sin has got to be dealt with. This is what Isaiah is talking about here. He's not talking about some physical illness. That's irrelevant in the light of eternity. He's talking about the sin that robs us of fellowship with God. He's talking about the disease that makes the world such an unhappy and a miserable place. This is what he's talking about. And if you don't realize that you need to be healed from the plague of sin, then you're utterly and totally insensitive. And you have not wakened up to the dangers that you are in, and I pray that you will. You will consider this because there's hope. But there's no hope unless you realize you need the cure. Let's also think about the healing provided. This healing is provided from a very unlikely source. The stripes of Jesus Christ. We think of those stripes, the whipping, their barbaric cruelty. The pieces of bone or jagged bits of metal laced into the whip for the whip to be as deadly as possible. And yet through that barbarism and torture, the awfulness of it all, we are healed. You see, as the Lord experienced those stripes, he was experiencing the effects of the curse. The curse that has come into the world because of sin, it takes so many forms. All pain comes from this curse. The cruelty of man comes from this curse. The mind of a man that could contrive such barbarism comes from the curse. Blood shedding, the shedding of innocent blood, and Christ's blood was innocent, comes from this curse. Death itself comes from this curse. So Christ exposed himself to the curses of this world, the curses that have been visited because of sin. But why did he choose to experience that for us? We deserve to suffer. We deserve to suffer the full and complete impact of sin. The full weight of sin. We deserve to suffer from that. We deserve to experience the utter and total wrath of God in all of its forms. But Jesus Christ suffered all of the effects of the curse for us. But see those stripes upon his back. Those wounds that were inflicted upon his back. Those were but a metaphor and an illustration of the deeper furrows that were ploughed into his heart and soul. Because on the cross the guilt of our sin was laid upon him. And God's wrath and fury was poured out upon his soul. And that's why he cried, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? You see, in all of those sufferings, he was our substitute. He must experience the pain for us that we might be healed. God's justice must be satisfied. Sin is our guilt before God. Sin is a disease that makes us guilty before a holy God. Christ must experience that guilt. And that's what he felt at the cross. He experienced that guilt in the darkness. Sin is a very dark thing. He went through the darkness. He experienced the pain of it. For you and for me. And there was no other way. There was no other way by which we could be given peace with God. But only through that great transaction that took place at the cross 2,000 years ago. When the Lord was striped for us. But let's also think about the healing effected. From his stripes there is healing. You see, as the whip was laid upon him, his precious blood was shed. And the Bible talks about the preciousness of the blood of Christ. And it is the power of the blood that heals the soul. The blood cleanses from all sin. And when we think of cleansing, we think of washing. We think of the foul nature of sin. It makes us dirty and filthy in the sight of God, but the blood of Jesus Christ takes all of that stain away. Every last sin is dealt with by Christ. All of the guilt is gone. It becomes the basis of a new life. And it becomes the guarantee of eternal life. How can you know that you are healed? How can you know that your sins have been taken away? There is only one way. And that is by trusting Jesus Christ as your only Saviour. And I would appeal to you today to come to Jesus Christ and to trust him as your Lord and Saviour, that you might be healed by those precious stripes. I thank you so much for listening.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you would like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Willand Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. That's Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Willand Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. You may hear Mr. McIntyre preach each Lord's Day here in Clocher Valley Free Presbyterian Church at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8952-1611. 028-8952-1611. We assure you of a very warm welcome at all the services and look forward to having you visit with us. Thank you for listening today. May the Lord richly bless you. And don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week when once again we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.